New personal injuries guidelines will come into effect on the 24th of this month, that's Saturday week. The guidelines set out the level of damages that may be awarded to someone injured, whether in a road accident or elsewhere. They follow a recent ruling by the Judicial Council made up of the country's judges, and it's hoped they will contribute to a lowering of insurance premiums. We are joined now by the Chief Executive of the body, which will process the level of damages. Rosalind Carroll heads up the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. Good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
How will these new guidelines work? Do you have a sliding scale of awards based on the extent of the injury?
Yeah, so the new guidelines will work, as you said. They come in on the 24th of April, and then they'll have an immediate effect in terms of personal injury assessments that are before PIAB at that time. So they will work very much from the start. And what they do is they set out the level of award or compensation in respect of varying injury types. So if you had a soft tissue injury on your neck, or if you have a fracture on your leg, and so on. And they're very different than what went before. So we previously used what was called a book of quantum, and that was based on prevailing award levels in Ireland. And what the Judicial Council have done is they have recalibrated award levels across Ireland, not just looking at court awards in Ireland, but looking at outside other jurisdictions, particularly within the UK. And that has reset and driven down the majority of awards, actually, apart from significant or catastrophic awards across Ireland, maybe in a range of 40 to 50% overall expected reduction.
Okay, so why would claimants then accept lower amounts now from the PIAB when many didn't accept the higher amounts previously?
Yeah, so one of the key things here is that the new guidelines must be used by both the courts and PIAB. So that's really important in terms of transparency, consistency and certainty.
And where, is it fair, though?
Sure, yeah. So, we've looked at other jurisdictions. There has been a lot of work even before the Judicial Council did. The Personal Injury Commission looked at this, the Cost of Insurance Working Group. And what we looked at is across other jurisdictions, Ireland was way out of kilter with other countries in terms of what it was giving out in awards. And in terms of soft tissue injuries, otherwise known as whiplash to many people, we were 4.4 times higher, let's say, than the UK in terms of the actual award levels that we were giving out. So what this is doing is just resetting that. But it'll still be a very much thorough system. And what it will allow, as I said, because you know now, you know that both judges and PIAB are all working off the same guidelines. And if you go off those guidelines, they're statutory guidelines. While we are using the word guidelines, they're statutory. They have a legislative underpinning. You must explain and give a reason and a statement.
So judges can go outside them, but they have to explain why they're going outside them.
Yeah. And so what we'd expect from that is that people coming into us, for instance, they have a choice of whether to accept an award with us or whether to proceed into litigation. And in many cases, whether it's the reality is true or not, there's a perception, well, maybe I'll get more if I go to the court. Mm. And that's leading to a huge amount of cases going into the litigation system. And while in the public and the media, there's an awful lot of concentration on the actual award levels, what the central bank has shown for the last 2 years is that there's a huge amount of additional costs that add to insurance costs from litigation. So an award of 24,000 in PIAB with no significant difference in the actual award level, but because of add-on costs, legal costs and so on, ends up costing 40,000 once it goes to litigation and takes an extra 2 years.
So just a final question, Rosalind. Will this help reduce people's premiums? Because that's what people want to know, I suppose, at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the absolute expectation. So not only, as I was saying there, do we expect award levels to come down. So a typical award, we give an average award last year for us would have been 24,000 across all of our injuries. Like if you took 40% off that, you're talking about that being 14,400 euro. So a significant difference. But in addition to that, what we want is more people to now trust our system, accept the PIAB cases that are coming into us and reduce the amount of litigation costs also adding to claims.
Okay, thank you very much. Rosalind Carroll, Chief Executive of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board.